Good afternoon. I'm here to talk about what I used to deal with in my old job more than I do in my new job, but it's something that is still near and dear to my heart in my new job and something I'm happy to talk about. The issue here is Federal Circuit review of PTAB decisions. I'd like to start out with a few statistics. The statistics in your materials are about a month old. I updated yesterday, and last I checked, there were no new PTAB decisions this morning from the Federal Circuit, so they are up to date. We've had one Supreme Court decision, one decision from the Supreme Court granting, vacating, and remanding to the Federal Circuit, and that's in the click-to-call case in view of Cuozzo. And that case is now pending at the en banc stage at the Federal Circuit, likely awaiting the Wi-Fi 1 decision. Some notable cert denials that we have gotten, the MCM portfolio case and the Cooper v. Lee and Cooper v. Square cases were constitutional challenges to the PTAB and to AIA trials. There is another petition with the same issue currently pending before the Supreme Court, and that's the Oil States case. Some other cert denials were in Ethicon v. Covidian and LifeScan v. Pharmatech. Those were challenges to the propriety of having the same the same board panel institute and conduct the trial. The Federal Circuit upheld that practice, and the Supreme Court did not take those cases. As of today, there have been 202 Federal Circuit decisions, 11 mandamus decisions, all of which were denied, and 191 decisions from either appeals from PTAB final written decisions or appeals from APA challenges brought here. Normally brought here in the Eastern District of Virginia. We've also had some challenges brought in other districts across the country.